Keith Peters reporting severe weather threatens in Oklahoma and southern Kansas.
In an AP interview, National Weather Service meteorologist in Norman, Oklahoma, Rick Smith says that the weather is being caused by a combination of weather ingredients, including a storm system, a combination of humid and dry air, moisture, and wind shear.
It's pretty much every ingredient we look for tornadoes and severe thunderstorms in this area.
He also says the severe weather could bring an array of weather conditions.
Definitely the potential is there for a major severe weather outbreak with damaging tornadoes, large hail, damaging winds over a fairly large area. Again, a serious situation.
The entire week is looking stormy across the U.S. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Israel began striking targets in the southern Gaza town of Rafah even as the Hamas terrorist group announced its acceptance of a ceasefire proposal from Egyptian Qatari officials. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says CIA Director Bill Burns is in the Middle East reviewing Hamas's ceasefire proposal response.
All I know is we've got a response. Bill Burns is looking at that response. He's talking to the Israelis about it, and we'll see where this goes. Hopefully, whatever's in this thing, hopefully it can lead to those hostages getting out real soon with their families.
It remained uncertain whether a deal would be sealed to bring a halt to the war and avert an all-out Israeli attack on Rafah, where Israel ordered some 100,000 Palestinians to begin evacuating. The go-broke dates for benefit programs, Medicare and Social Security have been pushed back as an improving economy has contributed to changed projection depletion dates. That according to the annual Social Security and Medicare trustees report. This is SRN News. The United Methodist Church makes it official.
After decades of tiptoeing to the left, the denomination has taken the final plunge, formally legalizing gay marriage and the ordination of homosexuals. In fact, the UMC had been allowing both practices and ignoring its own book of discipline for years, prompting thousands of conservative congregations to quit. But the fig leaf was finally discarded at the just-completed General Conference, and the book has been changed. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders says her state won't comply with a federal regulation that seeks to override state laws designed to protect children from transgenderism. Sanders signed an executive order stating Arkansas will continue to enforce a ban on males using female restrooms and locker rooms in schools. The state is the latest to challenge the Biden administration's effort to shoehorn transgenderism into the historic Title IX civil rights legislation. This is SRN News. The European Commission says it intends to abandon infringement proceedings taken against Poland for alleged breaches against the rule of law.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen said the decision marked a new chapter for Poland. She congratulated Prime Minister Donald Tusk's government for its efforts to restore the rule of law in the country. Mr. Tusk, a former president of the European Council, took office in December, pledging to restore Poland's place at the heart of Europe. He started efforts to undo the previous Eurosceptic government's reform that increased political control over the judiciary. But he faces a significant obstacle in President Andrzej Duda, a political ally of the former Law and Justice government who has the power to veto legislation.
That's BBC correspondent Adam Easton reporting. Meanwhile, a Polish judge fled to the state of Belarus and asked for protection there. More details at srnnews.com.